Duties and Blessings of the Priesthood, Basic Manual for Priesthood Holders, Part B, Revised Edition. Copyright 1996 by Corporation of the President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All rights reserved.
Introduction. Lesson Design. This manual is designed for use by Aaronic and Melchizedek priesthood bearers in developing areas of the church. The lessons teach basic gospel principles and doctrines and basic priesthood responsibilities and duties. Personal and group study. These lessons are written for both personal and group study. In small branches, this manual will provide the instruction for the Sunday priesthood meeting. In branches with many priesthood bearers, both Melchizedek and Aaronic priesthood groups should be organized and the lessons modified to meet the needs of each group. Each priesthood bearer should study this manual during the week and bring it and his scriptures to priesthood meeting. In this way, he will be prepared to participate in the lesson discussion. The challenges at the end of each lesson are given to help priesthood bearers apply the principles being taught. Suggestions for the teacher. Suggestions for the teacher are found at the end of each lesson under Teacher Preparation. Other suggestions appear in small type within the lessons. These helps include discussion questions, suggestions for class participation, and directions for using the chalkboard, stories, pictures, and charts. Teachers may want to use other effective methods of presenting the lesson. Almost every lesson requires a chalkboard, so teachers should arrange to have a chalkboard and chalk in their classroom each lesson period. Many of the visual aids suggested for use as charts could be placed on the chalkboard. The Gospel Principles Manual should be studied with this manual, especially those chapters suggested in this manual under Teacher Preparation. Teachers should assign class members in advance those stories or scriptures they would like them to present, so the members can have time to properly prepare their presentations. Visual aids are listed at the end of most lessons. They are to be used as indicated in the lesson. A special section of colored pictures on basic priesthood responsibilities is in the back of the manual. These can be used, when appropriate, in teaching lessons both from this manual and the Part A manual. All the lessons in the manual should be given. Teachers may skip a lesson only if it does not apply to the local area or country. Lessons should be given in the same order they appear in the manual. A special effort should be made to involve young men in the lessons. This will help them prepare for advancement and service in the priesthood and for future responsibilities as husbands and fathers. Number of lessons. This manual contains only 35 lessons. This will allow priesthood leaders to use some class periods to discuss ideas and needs important to their specific priesthood groups. The extra time may be used to discuss and plan local activities and projects or present special topics as directed by the priesthood leadership. Discuss messages of general authorities given in general and area conferences as published in the church magazines. Spend more time than 1 week on topics that need further study. Use time to benefit the priesthood holders as the Spirit of the Lord directs. May the Lord bless each priesthood bearer who studies and teaches from this manual with increased knowledge, understanding, and testimony of the Holy Priesthood and the Gospel of Jesus Christ. End of Introduction.